by crikey, it gets annoying. Annoying beyond belief that people are simply choosing to ignore instructions from authorities, not just in New South Wales, but also in Queensland. And let me tell you, I hope that the council and by-elections, and the word in Queensland is that Anastasia is desperate to go to the polls because she thinks she can win Currumbin off the LNP because of the retiring LNP member not being too happy with the person chosen to contest it on behalf of the LNP. She thinks she can win Currumbin. So she is not going to cancel the election. She's going to put a whole range of people at risk. And many of the people are elderly people who shouldn't be put at risk. And there's no way you can mitigate the danger of thousands of people gathering at polling booths on a Saturday between tomorrow morning and tomorrow night, whether they bring their own pen or pencil, and this dumb thing, oh, we're going to sanitise the pencil, you know, the pencils we've got for you, going to sanitise. Like, what, is someone going to stand there and as soon as someone uses it, get some sort of sanitary solution and spray it on the pencil and wipe it down before they give it another? I've never heard madness like it. And whether they think I'm a shock jock, or I'll give them a shock all right. I hope the Queensland electorate, if they're forced to go there tomorrow, reject the Labor government in every way, shape or form. Because I'm telling you now, the people forcing you to go to the election tomorrow, they're not the LNP, they're not the Greens, they're the Labor Party. And on that count alone, you can't have a Labor mayor in PC, PC by name and PC by nature. You can't have him as mayor of Brisbane. You can't have him. And you can't have other Labor politicians likely being elected, whether they're good people or bad people, on the basis that you're supporting Anastasia Palaszczuk, or should I say, the Jackie Trad government. It's just embarrassing. On one count, and even in Queensland at the moment, I'll get to this a bit later, their local medical association are saying this is a silly idea. We got on one hand the chief medical officer in Queensland saying, whatever you do, you know, self-isolate, make sure you have social distancing, but it's safe to go and vote tomorrow at a polling booth. It is sheer stupidity. I heard some comments on the Today Show this morning. Ali and two of her guests were talking about the sheer stupidity of it. Everyone I talk to can't believe in the middle of the coronavirus that Anastasia Palaszczuk hasn't said, look, all bets are off, cancel this until we get through this, whether it's August, September, October, November, status quo remains, and we'll have an election then when people can all go safely to the polling booth and have their say. It's just ridiculous that she should be doing this to the people.